We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Another winter storm threatens much of Kansas this weekend. We've got the story.
City crews patch lots of potholes from the winter weather. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Kansas lawmakers pushing a Farm Bureau health coverage plan. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A winter storm watch has been issued for areas just to the northwest of Wichita. A big storm off to our west is moving this direction. What does it mean? Our complete forecast is on the way in a few minutes.
Empire actor Jussie Smollett is free on bond and due back in court next month in Chicago.
This publicity stunt was a scar that Chicago didn't earn.
A very angry police superintendent, Eddie Johnson, blasting Empire actor Jussie Smollett, who's now charged with a felony and last month's alleged hate hoax that surrounded racism, homophobia, and politics.
My concern is that hate crimes will now publicly be met with a level of skepticism.
The FBI also looking into an alleged bogus death threat letter that the state prosecutor alleges Smollett sent prior to paying two brothers to stage last month's attack. The actor denies all allegations and vows to clear his name. In Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A major winter storm expected to affect most of Kansas this weekend. Parts of the state can expect possibly several feet of snow and high winds, creating dangerous blizzard conditions. The Kansas National Guard will be deployed across the state as needed. The storm is expected to track from the southwest to the northeast Saturday. Wichita is not included in a winter storm watch at this time, but rain is expected.
Winter storms have taken a toll on Wichita roads. City crews have gone from plowing the snow now to patching the potholes. City maintenance engineer Aaron Henning tells KSN News 8 crews are now out during the day.
Following any precipitation event, especially a freezing precipitation event, we do have a lot of potholes that tend to crop up.
The goal is to fill nearly 60,000 potholes a year. If you see a pothole that needs attention, you can download and use the Wichita Report app from the city website, wichita.gov.
Thursday afternoon, the city of Wichita hosted a social media town hall meeting focusing on the future of Century 2. Mayor Jeff Longwell says residents are being encouraged to provide input on this issue.
We'll have members of the committee and staff discussing challenges and opportunities with the building. They've spoken to neighborhood groups, district advisory boards, political engagement groups, and hosted a party at Century 2 and launched a survey meant to garner an idea of how the community feels about the performing arts needs in our community.
The city will continue taking public input through February 26th. Next week, Tuesday, the Century 2 Citizens Advisory Committee is going to present its findings to the City Council.
Wichita City Manager Robert Layton tells KNSS News he's pleased with progress on the new downtown stadium and has no doubts it will be ready for baseball opening day just more than a year from now.
We're right on schedule and right on budget, so that's you couldn't ask for anything more. Now, we're still early on into the project, probably 10% in, but we have, as you can imagine, a pretty detailed construction schedule, and we meet every week to go over that.
Robert Layton is our guest this weekend on Issues 2019, at Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
Rural state lawmakers are pushing a plan to allow the Kansas Farm Bureau to offer health insurance coverage to members without having to comply with federal mandates.
Backers of the Farm Bureau's bill hope that the group can offer lower-cost coverage. But the proposal is drawing criticism from Democrats because the Farm Bureau would not be required to cover people with pre-existing medical conditions. The state Senate approved the bill Wednesday on a 28-11 vote, sending it to the House. GOP lawmakers argue the bill would give consumers another choice after spikes in health insurance rates that they blame on the federal Affordable Care Act. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Teachers and the Oakland, California School District are scheduled to meet this morning to continue bargaining as a strike enters day two.
The district superintendent has said they agree teachers deserve more, as do students, but they have to work within a budget. Oakland Education Association President Keith Brown says the money's there. He says heading back into bargaining today,
I am hopeful that the district sees the community is empowered. Oakland educators are empowered today. Students are empowered.
He says teachers aren't making a living wage for Oakland. Class size is too big and kids don't get enough supplies. Teachers want a 12% retroactive raise. The district's proposing around a 7% raise over 4 years with a small one-time bonus. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Busy weekend in sports, including a lot of basketball tomorrow. And we'll take a look at all those games coming up in sports.
And a longtime confidant of the president has apologized to a federal judge for a social media post. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. The Mental Health Association in Wichita has launched a new COMPEER program. Hillary Zwett Zig with the association says this effort for mentorship and guidance focuses on youngsters.
COMPEER by definition means companion or confidant, and true to that nature, COMPEER is a mentoring program that matches community volunteers with individuals who are dealing with a mental health issue. These matches sometimes are the first time these individuals have had a positive one-to-one relationship.
A recent study found 1 in 6 children in the U.S. have mental disorders.
A woman in Alabama accused of breaking into people's houses as they were grieving loved ones.
Police in Priceville, Alabama, southwest of Huntsville, say a number of families had found their homes had been robbed while they were out at funerals. Eventually, a video of a suspect was discovered, and it led investigators to 43-year-old Jennifer Lynn Azizian. The police say it wasn't a case of coincidence either that all her home robbery victims were in mourning, and that her phone reveals she was looking up obituaries and finding a funeral schedule so she could break into the houses. Eben Brown, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
And our traffic update here on this Friday morning commute. Take a look at the Wichita streets. And seeing a slowdown right now reported by the Kansas Highway Patrol right east of downtown, showing slowdowns basically where I-135 and Kellogg meet, and then just a little bit west of that location as well. So a couple of slow-moving traffic areas near that junction. That's traffic update. Oh, we also have a police checking out the report of a possible domestic violence case involving a weapon. Yeah. This is in the 2500 block of North Claiborne Circle, which is north of 21st and Woodlawn. I see police cars there. Traffic update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. A disturbance is moving into western Kansas, causing some light rain and drizzle. We could see a little bit of that today. Otherwise, our high near 40. Drizzle possible this evening and rain after midnight, our low 38. Windy tomorrow with occasional rain, our high near 50 with snow likely just to the northwest of Wichita, then Sunday clearing in 46. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, 31 degrees. We have a northeast wind at 7 miles per hour. 8:11, Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Friday morning, February 22nd, George Washington's birthday. With us this morning is John Whitmer, has a brand new show on KNSS Sunday nights at 7 o'clock. And, John, are you still in the legislature, or have you retired from that position?
Well, I've retired temporarily. We'll see if I go for a reprisal of that. We'll see. Although, I got to tell you, $9 an hour, it doesn't pay very well, that's for sure. And thanks for having me on, by the way.
Well, listen, you got the new show on. What are your observations after a couple of weeks being on the radio? What do you think?
It's kind of fun, you know. We get a lot of calls, and I certainly have a face for radio, so that plays to my advantage for sure.
Well, that kind of show is fun if you get the calls and some good callers in there. Of course, you got to have some good topics, And you've had some good ones. What are you going to do? What are your topics going to be this weekend on Sunday night?
We've got some good ones. We're doing a little more highlights from last weekend's GOP convention up in Topeka. And then also on the show this week is former presidential candidate and publisher of Forbes magazine, Steve Forbes, is going to be with us this week. We're also going to be discussing the high price of utility rates in Kansas. We've got some folks coming on to discuss our Kansas utility rates. So we're going to talk about the little the kerfuffle that's going on out in Reno County right now on wind energy and a few other things. So it'll be fun. And, of course, we'll take calls and see if we can rant a little bit about Kansas politics as well.
You know, that's good. That was, you caught me with Steve Forbes. I think that guy's a sharp guy. He's going to have a lot of interesting things to say, I would think.
Yeah, it is. I'm really fortunate to have him on, and we're going to talk about the Green New Deal, talk about Medicaid expansion, the windfall tax refund that they're trying to pass at the Kansas legislature, a few other things. So I think that will be a good interview for sure.
Well, your experience on this whole thing with renewable energy and wind power in Kansas, is a state where it ought to be on that? Seems to me like, you know, if we could do like Alaska does with their citizens, that you and I would get a check every month for about $7,000 from the wind that we have blowing over us.
Oh, absolutely. I think I'm full of enough hot air that I could power certainly the city of Wichita. And if we were able to take the folks in Topeka, we'd take care of the state for sure.
John, we had this week, we had the new Sedgwick County manager, Tom Stoltz, was on with us. And Tom is, you know, he's a former police officer, and he's a knowledgeable guy. And he said one of the things, this really caught my attention, you know, we're having a real problem with people who have mental issues out on the streets confronting police officers, social workers, firefighters, everybody you can think of, and bad things are happening. He's brought up the idea of possibly having a state-built hospital here in Sedgwick County, specializing on mental health. Is that something that you think is a good idea? Would that anybody in Topeka pay any attention to that?
It has been brought up before. I know they considered it last session. It was one of the things that was brought up last session. The problem we have is, you know, you've only got a finite pool of monies available in Topeka, and with so many different folks trying to take money and spend it in different areas, you have to prioritize. And right now, as you've seen with even things as simple as lowering the sales tax on food, you know, some people want to spend money in so many ways that you come down to it and you say, well, we don't have money to afford that right now. So I think that's a great idea. And if you talk to Jeff Easter in particular, he will tell you that right now the jails are being used as mental health facilities, and that is not the proper full function and proper role of a jail. Yeah. So we have that crisis. We have that problem. I think it'd be a great place to do it. Would be to do it in Wichita, do it in Sedgwick County. Hopefully we can find the funding to do that.
Well, and you mentioned Sheriff Easter, and yeah, he's mentioned that to me as well. And the wrong people are having to deal with all these people with mental problems. Now, you mentioned a real good this is Kansas politics, okay? You got two or three fairly large metropolitan areas, you know, Topeka, Wichita, Kansas City, Overland Park, you know, I need to go on out to Hutchinson and some other cities. But a lot of times their interests are not quite the same as the people out in the rural communities out in the country. You got the city-county split. When people, like you say, everybody wants their share of that pie, but who's gonna get the share they want?
Oh, sure, and you see that repeatedly with property tax discussions. Every session there seems to be another conversation, in particular with the folks up in Johnson County, talking about raising property taxes. When, you know, when you have that conversation, people who are farmers, you know, ag land property tax, there's not a whole lot of margin there. And I don't think some of my former colleagues who represent some of the more urban areas, especially in northeast Kansas City, appreciate the fact that you just can't go raising property taxes on someone who's got acres of ag land, because that'll just, frankly, it'll put them out of business.
Well, we also talked to City Manager Robert Layton. I did this week for our issue show on the weekend, and he was mentioning the fact he's doing the budget right now. I said, so what about taxes, property taxes? You going to raise them? He said, city has effectively not raised the property tax rate in 25 years in Wichita. So I don't think we're part of the problem anyway.
No, no. And you know, even the city and the county, the mill levy hasn't gone up. I know USD 259 is thinking about it. But even that, you know, I think there'll be quite a bit of pushback if they try that.
Well, all right. So how, if this, you're going to have a good show Sunday night, sounds like you're going to have a lot of good topics. And people need to call up and ask questions to be part of the show. John Whitmer on Sunday night at 7 o'clock right here on KNSS. John, what the heck got you interested in radio? I want to know.
I love politics. I've always been involved. My mother used to take me door knocking. I'll give you a little secret. I was born in California, and she took me door knocking when I was 8 years old on Ronald Reagan's first gubernatorial campaign. And I guess I've just been involved and had a love for politics ever since then. And so, you know, and when y'all reached out to me and said we'd like to do this, I thought, well, heck, it's a great opportunity for me to kind of stay in the game, so to speak. I've worked on campaigns at different levels, state, national, local races for years, and this is just another continuation of it, and I'm really enjoying it.
John, thanks for checking in with us here on a Friday morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me on, guys.
John Whitmer coming up Sunday night at 7 right here on KNSS, and if you like politics, John's got a good handle on it. And, hey, Steve Forbes on coming up Sunday night.
That'll be good.
Great guest. 8:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
I hope your 401k isn't tied up with Kraft Heinz stock, Steve.
Are they showing
up? There's some kind of SEC investigation, and Kraft Heinz stock is just heading
I don't have any Kraft Heinz stock.
You don't have any cheese?
No, I don't.
You don't have your money tied up in cheeses and ketchups?
No,
okay.
I don't think
all right.
So. I'll probably be okay.
I think.
All right, sports time with Ted Woodward, talking about plenty of basketball this weekend, right, Ted?
Yeah, we've got a lot going on, including a home game for the Shockers tomorrow night at Coke Arena as Memphis comes to town. Their new head coach, Penny Hardaway, and, of course, the recruit, Neil Lomax. It was going to come to Wichita State, but ended up at Memphis. Should be an interesting game. The Shocks lost at Memphis way back in early January by 11 points, and tomorrow night will be the rematch here in Wichita. Shockers playing well, have won 5 of their last 6, and they get 3 of their next 4 on home court at Coke Arena. Shocks in Memphis. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl will begin their pregame coverage at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. The game will tip off at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, and that's on 103.7 KEYN. Then after the game, I'll take your phone calls on the Shocker Locker Room Show, broadcasting live at Twin Peaks in East Wichita. We'll see you there tomorrow night out at 21st and Rock. The leader of the Big 12 Conference is Kansas State. They are ranked number 21 in the nation, and the Wildcats are hosting Oklahoma State tomorrow afternoon in Manhattan. K-State beat the Pokes by 18 points earlier in the month on the road. Tomorrow afternoon will be the rematch in Manhattan. K-State, Oklahoma State, 3 o'clock tip tomorrow. That'll be nationally televised on ESPN2. Then, right behind K-State in the standings, two teams that are tied for second place in the Big 12, both ranked in the top 15 in the nation. 12th-ranked Kansas at 14th-ranked Texas Tech. Jayhawks beat the Red Raiders by 16 points earlier in the month in Lawrence. Tomorrow at night will be the rematch in Lubbock. Coverage on the Jayhawks radio network begins at 5:30 p.m. tomorrow. The game will tip off at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. KU basketball is on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 a.m., 97.5 FM. The Wichita State women are on the road tomorrow night at South Florida. It's a 6 p.m. tip tomorrow night. Steve Strain will have the call of that game. That'll be right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. JUCO men's basketball tomorrow afternoon in El Dorado, finishing up the regular season. Butler Community College is hosting one of the best teams in the nation, third-ranked Coffeyville. Dennis Higgins will have live pregame coverage beginning at 12:45 tomorrow afternoon for the Butler Grizzlies, and that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. High school girls basketball last night. Two teams in our area complete undefeated regular seasons. The Derby girls finished 19-0. The Mays South girls finished 20-0. They will now prepare for postseason play with undefeated records. And we do have Shocker baseball this weekend. We do have a change to announce for Shocker baseball. They are in Arlington, Texas this weekend for 4 games in 3 days. There's only one game on the schedule for today that was going to start at noon, but we're now hearing that There's rain in the Dallas area, so they've already pushed that back, and they're going to try it at 3 o'clock this afternoon, the Shockers and Stephen F. Austin. And so that'll be a 3 o'clock game today, and it looks like we'll carry that game for you right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And then we have three more games on the schedule, all here on KNSS. Tomorrow at noon at Texas Arlington. Tomorrow afternoon at 3:30 against Stephen F. Austin, and then Sunday morning at 11 a.m. at Arlington. So looks like all four of those Shocker games will be here on KNSS, including trying to get that one in at 3 o'clock this afternoon if they can stave off the rain. In the Dallas area. That's sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Many journalists missing the big picture, says Sean. And traffic and weather coming up. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.